Welcome to the Oceano Community Board of Directors Special Meeting.
Director Dean?
Here.
Director Luthy?
Here.
Public comment. Any member of the public may address the board on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of the board. The board will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the board cannot act on items not on the agenda. Any public comment? Seeing none, we will continue. Board member items for discussion.
No.
None right now.
Vern?
No.
Mary?
No.
I have none either. There are no minutes to be approved for tonight. We have no reports tonight. Fire items. The Assistant to Firefighter Grant application. This is consideration of recommendations from the Interim General Manager to approve authorization of matching funds for replacement of the 1987 fire engine. Would the fire department like to give an overview of this?
I have the staff report here. General Manager Walsh, would you want to lead in, or you want me to just take the whole thing?
You could just go ahead and start. Captain Bova, thank you.
Okay. This is the subject of this is to authorize appropriate matching funds for the Assistance to Firefighters Grant application for the replacement of a fire engine. That would be the Assistance to Firefighters Grant 2009. And by board discussion, public comment, motion, second, and roll call vote, approve the authorization of matching funds for the Assistance to Firefighters Grant application for the replacement of the 1987 Ford Pierce Type 1 fire engine. On funding, if successful in obtaining the grant funding, the obligation of the cost to the district would be a minimum of 5% of the total purchase price of the fire engine. Staff projects the cost of a new fire engine to be approximately $500,000. The approximate 5% or $25,000 matching funds would be appropriated from the Restricted Reserves Fund for replacement of fire engines. The district's matching share could be higher. The Oceano Community Services District currently owns and operates two Type 1 fire engines, a 1987 Ford Pierce and a 1996 Hi-Tech Spartan. Both fire engines were purchased new and have been housed and maintained by the Oceano Community Services District. The 1987 Ford Pierce is 22 years old and is no longer compliant with NFPA 1901 requirements because of the open cab design. Also, it is increasingly difficult to maintain this next grant cycle. The next application period for the Assistance to Firefighters Grant program opened on April 15, 2009. The successful recipients of the grant will be notified within 9 months, approximately 9 months after the grant technical review. Recipients will have 1 year to spend the funds with the potential of up to a 180-day extension. At the end of this process, our newest Type 1 fire engine would be approximately 15 years old. Our newest engine. Written specifications for the fire engine could be completed in this time frame, the time frame of waiting to find out if we're successful with getting the grant. Additional time may be needed in order to place the apparatus into a schedule, order schedule, or if it goes out to bid, another option may be to piggyback onto an existing bid, which could also save money. When we contacted a representative from Pierce Manufacturing, they stated that in order to adjust for cost for inflation, add an additional 2.9% per year to the cost estimate. Replacing the 1987 Ford Pierce would allow for the first out 1996 Hi-Tech to be moved to reserve status. Existing equipment from the 1987 Ford Pierce can be utilized to outfit the new apparatus, the new fire engine, thus greatly minimizing the need to purchase new equipment. The Oceano Community Services District is unable to purchase a new fire engine with current reserves or projected funding. The opinion of staff is that the economic and demographic makeup of the communities of Oceano and Halcyon would make the district a competitive candidate for this grant funding opportunity. We will not know the exact amount of the matching funds required until a grant offer is received. If the required matching funds are greater than the amount in the Restricted Reserves Fund, the district could opt to not accept the grant at that time. And I'm available for questions.
Pamela, do you have questions?
No, just a comment, and maybe I'll wait for the questions before I do my comment, since you've come to the fire committee on several occasions and we discussed this. So I'll let the questions go out.
Jim?
No questions, just a comment. I know that Captain Bovis worked very diligently to complete this grant application in a timely fashion, and it's obviously something that's a need in the community, and I would strongly
working on it.
I really didn't keep track of my hours on it, but it was because I would do it whenever I had a chance. I would say we've got probably 10 hours into it at this point.
Okay, and then can you tell me, was it printed? It wasn't printed in last year's budget, right? So it's not in the fire budget, the annual budget.
Are you referring to the 2009 AFG grant?
So if...
Are you referring to this current application?
Yeah, just that your machine is getting old, the 87.
Correct.
It's getting old. So was it ever put into the annual budgets knowing that that would have to be replaced?
I think I need a little more clarification. Was what put in the budget?
Capital replacement?
Yeah, if we knew the machine was getting older, did we start to put it, you know, any money away? Was it mentioned in the annual budget or anything like that?
I believe there is a line item for a capital replacement of apparatus.
Okay. So it just, okay. And what's the possibility of selling the 87 instead of putting in, like, say, reserves? I think you used the term.
Is that the 87? Is that the one that's...
The one that you want to open, the replace?
The one that's ultimately going to be replaced can no longer be sold as a reused piece of fire apparatus to another community. We've identified that it's unsafe. So therefore, it can only be salvaged or be sold as a piece of farm equipment. It can't be put back into service as a fire apparatus due to the unsafe condition that we felt that it was, therefore needing replacement.
Okay. Now, you're saying that it could possibly be, you're asking for support on a minimum of $25,000 on the matching, but you clearly stated that it could be more or less.
That's correct. It can. It most likely would not be less.
Right, I know that. I just thought it sounded good.
It's going to be a minimum of 5% match.
Okay.
And, okay.
Keep going.
Well, I mean, it's in the staff report. The district's matching share could be higher. And we won't know that until the federal people contact us.
Okay, so one more thing too is that you spend $18,000 repairing this.
Going to the farm or the great beyond for dead fire engines. The $25,000 is the least amount that we right now that we would have to kick in on the grant if they gave us what they're advertising that the amount of the grant is now. The longer it takes, perhaps the more the 5% will become larger. So that, just to clear that up for the public a little bit. Now I have a question for Captain Bova. You're asking, tonight you're asking us for our approval to go ahead with this, which I think the whole board seems to be very interested in pursuing that. But you stated that the grant application itself is not completed. When is that grant application due, and how much longer will it take to get it finished?
The grant application period goes from April 15th to May 20th. So we have until May 20th.
It's now May 20th.
May 20th
okay.
is the final day. It's difficult to say how long as long it's going to take. Could be a week.
Do they just have to, this is perhaps a dumb question, but perhaps not. Does it just have to be postmarked May 20th, or does it have to be in the hands of the review board by February or by May 20th?
It's electronically submitted.
Okay.
And it has to be submitted by 5 o'clock May 20th.
Okay. Thank you very much. Pamela, did you have anything?
Yes, we've been talking with Captain Bova over the past month or so in Fire Committee about the grant writing, and we're very pleased he's taken on the task because he isn't paid to be a grant writer, but he has very many talents. So we're very pleased to have him do that. And we felt, Barbara and I on the board, felt that it would be worth a shot to give it a try to see if we can get a fire engine for this community. There is in our reserves, I believe, $74,000 is in reserves for a fire apparatus. So we're hoping that we could get the match at 5%. We were not dissuaded. We have been told not to be dissuaded because we wouldn't have any more money than $74,000 to pursue the grant. And so that is part of our plea to the people giving out.
The fire engine, when you buy a fire, purchase fire engine, they come with certain things on them that come from the factory that make it compliant with NFPA 1901, which I'm not going to get into all the technical part of that. But one thing it will not come with, there's a couple things it won't come with, and one of them is a mobile radio. The radios that are currently on the two other pieces of equipment are outdated. So there may be a need to purchase certain things, which I'm thinking could come out of that restricted reserve for fire engines. We're not using all that money on the matching funds. I just want to make sure you understand that there may be a couple of other things that will need to be purchased for this fire engine. We do have most of the equipment, so we're going to take off the other engines.
Thank you. Okay. Anything else? Anyone else? Looking for the pleasure of the board?
I would move that we recommend that that we give approval for authorization of matching funds for the replacement of the 1987 fire engine and go forth with the grant application as soon as it's written.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those, roll call, please. All those in favor will answer on the roll call.
Yes.
Vice President Hill.
Yes.
Director Dahl.
Yes.
Director Lucy.
Yes.
President Mann.
Yes. Thank you very much. I believe now that we're on the grant writer selection. This is a continuation of the last Wednesday's meeting. Kevin, would you like to?
Yes. You had four individuals or firms that we're willing to give you a proposal for grant writer services. You heard from three of those firms at your meeting last week, Wednesday. The four basically fall into three categories. I'd like to outline that for you, and so I'm a little bit of the pros and cons as I see it. It's not an exhaustive analysis, but something for you to consider as you deliberate on who you would like to retain, if any of the four. The Wallace Group would be the local engineering firm. They have expertise in this area. They mostly focus on wastewater, water, transportation, civil engineering issues. The other two firms I've kind of lumped together, that's CH2M Hill and Kennedy Jenks Engineers. These two firms are well known. They have good reputations. They're very large. They're multidisciplinary and international to some extent. They have expertise in writing grants. They actually have dedicated people that are doing that. They have proven track record, and I think one of their great strengths is what I call backstopping. In other words, there's people behind the people who are behind the people. So it's not just one person writing a grant or two that sort of know something in different areas. They have a lot of depth in their organization that they offer and can bring to bear, which is a great strength. On the con side, they're not familiar with Oceano Community Services District, at least not specifically in the way that the Wallace Group would be. As the Wallace Group, they probably don't cover exactly everything we do here or might be requesting a grant for, and they're not local. The third category would be the Randall Group. Their strength is they're a single focus. All they do is write grants. They don't do engineering. They're not a multidisciplinary firm in any sense of the word. They are focused on the national level. They have, in fact, I think, as you recall from their presentation, maybe you have the same impression that I do. They have a laser-like focus, I would say, on grants. They do have a proven track record, and they cover everything that we do, and probably then some. On the con side, I see that using them, we may be needing to do a little bit more of our own work. They're not familiar, like the other two multidisciplinary firms, they're not familiar with OCSD, and they're not local. When we heard from the Wallace Group, I thought that Doug Grosshart made a very cogent comment. He said, no matter who you select to write these grants, they're going to be writing it for a project. And the projects more or less somewhat stop at Wallace, although perhaps not every project. For example, the firefighter grant we've just talked about, but certainly all our wastewater and water. My own view of it is looking on this, meditating on it actually for quite some time is I have a slight predisposition that I would think the district would be better served at this point in time by selecting the Randall Group and accepting their proposal as they offered it to us. And that concludes my presentation.
Questions for staff?
I have a question. Did you check out the website from for the Randall Group?
I did not get to do that. Yeah. Hey, Kevin, do you think that we're ready for the Randall Group? Because I'm not so sure that we could uphold our end of the bargain in preparing, simply because we don't even have the attachments that go to a grant. Do you want me to clarify myself some more?
Sure.
An audit. You know, when you submit, you must have your attachments. You have to have letters of support. You have to have audits. You have to, you know, you have to have your plans, which kind of leads me into my opinion on it, is that I think the Randall Group is really good when you're writing for, well, what I saw of them is that they have developed some software. And it sounds like it's very efficient software, you know, for people who are in development and such as that. I thought they had a really good success rate. They have gotten funding from several cities and stuff, but I'm not so sure it would be a good use of our money, because we don't have all the attachments for them to fulfill the job. Now, on the other hand, I have to say that I lean towards the Wallace Group, because I thought we would have a better chance because of their familiarity, knowing where our weaknesses and strengths are, and having a lot of the documents that they need, minus fiscal, on board. But I don't know if you thought of it that way or not.
No, I actually agree with those comments. I tried to outline the pros and cons and said I used a slight predisposition, some word like something that you personally thought was very important. They all have that, and I think on that one issue alone, it would be hard to distinguish between the four of them.
Oh, so, I agree with you.
Yeah, and so it is a difficult choice in some ways, but in another way, it's a welcome choice because they are also highly qualified. And I just said I had a slight leaning towards the Randall Group.
And you know, to tell you the truth, I leaned towards the Randall Group too, because it was that edge that we hadn't seen, an outside perspective a little bit. I really liked the way they wrote their proposal. It was excellently well written.
True.
All of them were well written. You know,
Wallace has their advantages, and they are engaged, they are local, they know us already, they know how we work. Any of the other three, Randall or the other two multidisciplinary firms, are going to have to learn about the district, and that's going to require staff time, because you can't just sit down and write a grant in a room without any windows in a building far, far away. You have to know about the community you're writing and write it specifically for those communities. That's why Wallace said they were willing, ready, and able to assist and be there. That's one of the issues. Also, I did have to talk to our attorney about another matter that's on closed session, and if I could, Alex, just share. I just asked him, as someone who is in the room, familiar with Oceano, what he thought of the presentations and the people that were presented. And I thought our attorney made a very astute observation in saying that if you look at it project specifically, specifics, for example, like the well that you have talked about drilling on the old Avocado Ranch property, something like that, then he thought Wallace Group kind of would get the nod or the tip in that, because that is a standard engineering project, Oceano all the way type of a thing. And I couldn't argue with that statement either. If we're getting into other things that we haven't traditionally done, then maybe the Randall Group. And one reason I lean towards them, and remember it slightly, is that we wanted to explore all areas of the stimulus bill and other funding which maybe this district and probably a lot of other districts have not done before. And I think the Randall
Group. Thing that, there's a couple things. Nobody's going to be able to write any grants for us without our financial data to give to the to write the grants. So to hire somebody before we have our financial data together might be a little premature. But the thing about the Randall Group that I noticed is that it's true with the others. If you say, go find us street lighting money or go find us a grant for this or for that, that they're very likely to be able to do that. And they would take that position of, going and looking for what we asked them to look for. And what I liked about the Randall Group is they were proactive in that they were always looking for different things that were out there that are available. And when they find them, they will bring them to us and say, hey, this is, we found this to be available, we found that to be available. Are you interested? So that we would end up finding out and hearing about more grants that are available through them than we think we would through any of the others. So for in that sense, I think they would be the better choice. They also talked about being able to, a lot of these grants where you have to have matching funds, and so that they were able to find, they have been in the past able to find places to get grants to provide the matching funds. So you end up with two grants to do the same project, one that provides the matching funds for the other grant. So there were some strong points in there that I thought were very positive for that group.
Thank you. Jim?
I was impressed with the presentations the other evening. I share the general managers. I appreciate your thoughts on that, and that was pretty much the same conclusions I think I came to. The engineering firms specialize in probably water and wastewater issues. The Wallace Group is our own district engineer. They are familiar with the district. They are local. They do an excellent job, and I particularly appreciated Doug Grosshart's comment the other night that you reiterated that the Wallace Group's ready and willing to support the district and looking forward to that no matter what we do. And they'll certainly be intimately involved in any project that we get a grant for or apply for a grant to support. So I appreciate the Wallace schedule, and we're taking some aggressive steps to catch up with those. We've authorized hiring of assistance for the financial, getting the financial records, auditable. We have an audit that should be coming to us. We've noted that we need to get after the auditor to make sure that he presents these things timely. I was impressed that the Randall Group was, they keep track of foundation and non-government funds as well as funds that are available through government entities. So that was one thing that I thought their probable ability to track and perhaps obtain funding through non-government sources as well as the government sector was a key in kind of leaning towards slightly, as you said, the Randall organization. So that's just my thoughts on it.
I'll add my thoughts. I like the Randall Group also. I thought that they would do a good job for us. Also, John Wallace's group would do for us. But because we don't have our audit yet, do we want to think about just setting the hiring of a grant writer aside for a little bit until we get our audit and then come back and say we would want one of these people, or do we want to move ahead and hire somebody now when we don't have the necessary reports and things that they need? That's just, you know, another option.
Okay, on that thought, Mr. Walsh, you mentioned that there's going to be staff time involved in providing information, and so to whoever does our grant writing, and with the workload as it is, we're behind on the financials and the rest of it. Is that staff time available now, or are we better off waiting until we have our financials caught up before we move forward? Or is there going to be an overlap time where it's going to take time for during the time that we're catching up on our financials would be a time that we would be working with these grant writing agencies
forward and approved and catch up on these prior years? Certainly. I think the critical issue, though, is some of this stimulus money is being made available now, right now as we speak. Some of it has already been available, and the train's already left the station, to coin a not very original phrase. But yet, some is to come. So I think the real question is, how many more trains do we want to watch leave the station on us? Even though time isn't available per se, you always seem to make time for whatever's critical. And if something comes up, you certainly want to take advantage of it. For example, using the fire assistance of firefighter grant we just got through talking about, that's $500 million worth of grant funds, not loans, grants. And to an agency like this, that's an incredibly huge percentage of what we have in reserves, what we collect every year. It's just a big amount of money to us. And that by itself, by virtue of that amount, raises it to a certain level of priority. And so these grants are the same thing. If we're talking about a $10,000 grant for a single street light somewhere, well, maybe that doesn't rise to the let's drop a bunch of other important things and work on this. But if we found something that was in that six-figure plus category, well, maybe that does rise to the category of something we'll have to drop by the wayside. We're in a tough economic time right now. We don't know, none of us, where this talk of recession, well, there's talk of recession, where the economics are really headed. And these grants and even low-interest loans take on for districts such as ours, serving an economically disadvantaged community, even a higher level of alertness.
Barbara, I didn't get to comment.
We just skipped you by tonight, Pamela.
And everybody has said things I agree with tonight. And I think what we're looking at is two ends of a spectrum here. Our meat and potatoes, which is Wallace Group. I mean, they are really our meat and potatoes. That's where we're, what we do here is sewer and water, and they have all the background for doing it. They can do the whole hatch. Sometimes the strings can pull you down and just are not a very good thing, and they could help you with that. But if you're going to get aggressive with this and you're meaning to do this and you're going to take advantage of it, I don't know why we'd wait. I think you go ahead, you put an ad hoc committee on it, and once a week, go into the computer and look and see what's there. The beauty of this is that's what they said it would take. They told us that at their presentation. And they did speak about foundations and about a whole spectrum of other things that we don't even know about, and neither do most of the engineering companies, it seemed like. So if you want to go the whole spectrum, you do the Randall Group. If you want to do our meat and potatoes, my gosh, I don't see going with somebody other than our own Wallace Group, who has been excellent to work with. So that's my two cents.
Can I add something to that? You know, we can have it both ways, really. My understanding is the Randall Group has software that you purchase that is connected into every funding stream in the country and internationally. And they just, the notifications just pop up on your computer. Like when I have notifications that pop up on mine for the Federal Registry. It's a daily and hourly situation that happens. So if we wanted to go after some of the stimulus, we could use the Wallace Group as the engineer and the Randall Group, see if we could purchase their software. Well, because that was my understanding, that the software is kind of their...
It's a monthly fee of $300 a month.
And for the use of the software?
For the use of the software. And then if they write a grant, it's $2,500. Then if they win the grant, it's $1,500
right.
for every $100,000, something like that, which is, I thought, a deal.
Yeah, it's
a very fair way to go.
Because if you don't win, you know,
be involved anyway, and especially if it's the engineering side.
Right.
Yeah. So they could be grant writer engineer, or they could be engineer for.
But they're not
the grants.
Yeah, they get you the money, but you still have to build it.
Right.
That's what needs to be real clear.
Right.
Any other questions, comments from the board?
Seems to me a wise way to go would be a parallel path where we do both things simultaneously rather than try to do it sequentially. And as the general manager said, how many trains are you going to watch leave the station before you get everything set up? If you could do things in parallel and cut the time down, it would seem to me to be probably more advantageous.
I was just presenting an option, not advocating that option. Of not doing anything right now.
And I also think, too, is that we'll have our financials relatively quickly, because we've been barking about this and publicly barking, and I think the bark's been heard, probably. I don't know. I'm not an insider, so I don't know. But I feel like they're coming.
I'll go out to the public, as long as everybody else here has had their say. Any questions from the public? Any questions from the public? If not, I'll bring it back to the board for action.
Okay. Then I guess I'll move that we pursue going with the Randall Group and setting that up so we can get started on researching the grants that are coming right now.
I'll second that.
Discussion. Wallace did say that they would work along with anybody we picked,
that's
right?
They said. That's
I just
right.
wanted no, just wanted to say. Clarify that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
And even though we're hiring the Randall Group to do things, if we do want a grant written by the Wallace Group, we could still do that. or are we tied in?
It's a good question. I did not see that you were precluded from doing that.
Okay, I didn't think so either.
I think it's a matter of if you ask them to write a certain grant, then there's a cost involved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything, Jeff?
No.
Okay. There's been a motion and a second on the floor. Roll call, please.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Vice President Hill?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
President Mann?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Watch out, California. Here we come.
Madam Chair, we need to circle back and pick up item 8A, and I apologize for not catching that soon.
It was my understanding that we didn't need to do this because this is a special meeting as opposed to a regular meeting. Is that correct, Council?
Well, let me read the memo now that
okay,
a capable assistant has handed it over here. Public Contracts Code Section 22050C1 requires that if the governing body orders any action after the emergency has been declared, the governing body shall review the emergency action at its next regularly scheduled meeting and every regularly scheduled meeting thereafter. And there's that term, Councillor, regular meeting, so perhaps we don't need this action. To determine by 4/5 vote there is a need to continue the action. The recommended action is to determine by 4/5 vote that there is a need to continue the action.
Discussion on the board? Anything from the public? Bring it back for the board's pleasure.
Move that we continue the emergency.
I second.
All those in favor?
Roll call.
A roll call on this? Roll call again.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Yeah. Director Dean?
Yes.
Vice President Hill?
Yes.
Director Lucy?
Yes.
President Mann?
Yes. Having taken care of that, we will now go to 9A. And looking out in the audience, I do not see anyone from the audit group here tonight.
Up, spoke too soon.
So we will have this on our next agenda, and I am looking for the letter to sign to send to Mr. Levy.
Yes, I have not prepared that yet, and I had discussed the audit with Ryan Cornell of the Ron Levy firm and determined that it would be better to not have this on tonight's agenda. Not ready to go was the reason why.
Well, you know, that is really rather amazing that this audit is not regular ready to go when we were told approximately a month or more ago that it'd be ready in 5 days. So I guess they have a different calendar than I do.
That's going to be some of the subject matter of your letter, Madam Chair.
I'm sure it will be, and maybe a little visit. Thank you.
Can I ask a couple questions here?
I guess you may.
Can we start preparing for a request for proposals for future years?
Yeah, certainly you can.
And can you ask them what section of the audit is problematic?
Received after they were supposed to be here last Wednesday
That's
night?
Correct.
And then that was the reason that they didn't come, or they just realized they didn't have what they needed? I shouldn't put you in that position because obviously
we're
you don't.
Asking the general manager to defend
the
indefensible. he's not the guy.
So you don't have to answer that, Kevin.
Yeah,
you can go back, Mary. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, what do we do here? I mean, it's been on the agenda 3 times. And I feel like I'm being held hostage by a CPA. I mean, doesn't he know that this is costly to us? Do they not care? Of course they don't care, but, you know, I mean, are we sending him a letter and saying, pretty please, give us back our books?
We're in a 3-year audit engagement, and this is the first year's audit.
Oh, God. Excuse me.
This is fiscal year 07. We have fiscal year ending 08 to do, and then fiscal year 09, which will end in 60 days from now. third year of the audit.
Perhaps the audit contract is an item for closed session.
Is it an item for closed session, or
I'm asking the?
Wouldn't it be open session? Can we review the contract? Isn't there timelines? If we're tied in with this firm for 3 years and we can't, and we're already behind because they won't move on it?
Yes, you could certainly review the contract. If you'd like to do that, we can bring that to your next meeting.
I don't want to hold things up. I mean, has staff looked through the contract to see if there's...
I have not looked through the contract lately. I keep having hope, I guess, that we're almost there. And it seems that that's all that ever happens is we always seem to be almost there.
I have a question. If they once get this down and they know how we operate, is it easier for the next couple of audits, or is it going to be the same kind of thing?
That's been my experience in my professional career. The answer to that is yes.
Yes, now, it's easier. Yes, it's harder.
Whether that happens here, now, under these circumstances and personalities involved, I couldn't speculate for sure. But professionally, yes. Second year does go easier, and the third easier yet. That's often why you enter into a 3-year audit engagement, because it takes a while to learn each agency's bookkeep.
Are you saying we don't send a letter until after May
13th? No, I think the board's already decided to send a letter. We need to send
Thank
a
you.
Letter.
Thank
you. Give me their phone number.
You can do that too.
That was the following step. So it's a consensus of the board to have this back on the agenda on the 13th of May.
Thank you. Yes.
Moving right along. We have on here the interim general manager's contract. We need to consider the extension of interim general manager Walsh's contract till we get our new person on board, or however length of time we need. This was put on our desk tonight. I think we probably just discussed it briefly the other night that we would need to do this. I believe council said we had to do something on this by May 1st. Is that correct?
The contract expires according to its terms on April 30th. Unless extended by the parties. So because of the fact that you're in the middle of the recruitment, it's a little difficult to tell whether a permanent general manager will be along in a couple of weeks, a couple of months, or exactly when. And of course, you're contending with the issue on the hours limitation for Mr. Walsh's services. So it seems to me that the appropriate action would be to extend it from month to month until you're able to achieve a final resolution on selection of a general manager.
Kevin, do we have the hours to do it month to month till a new set of hours is available?
Well, yes and no, and I hate to give that kind of an answer. We don't have the hours for me to be here full time, but there are enough hours that it could stretch perhaps until the latter part of June, say at a 3-day a week schedule or 24 hours a week type schedule.
Thank you.
And I've been managing my hours to make sure that would be accomplished. The clock gets reset on July 1st, but hopefully you'll have made a selection. Someone's on the way by then.
Okay. I'll start at Mary's end.
No, I haven't been operating like that. That remains to be seen. We have a very capable administrative assistant who has been in this position before and acted in place of the manager during vacations and other things like that. And so we're going to have to rely on her more.
Okay. Well, if we needed to help support the front office, you'll let us know, right?
I would certainly let you know, and I'm sure that the people doing the work from Phil on the water side and Gina on the administrative side would let me know if there's something that's not being done that should be done, and reduced hours are causing a problem. But for now, it was the only solution I could see to stretch out my time here, at least cover some of it.
Okay. Vern?
Sounds great.
Jim?
I just want to thank Kevin for his diligence here. He stepped in at a difficult period with many things up in the air, and there's still things up in the air, but they're being well juggled, and some things have actually been put to bed. So I appreciate your efforts on our behalf, and I certainly support extending the contract.
Pamela?
It's ditto here.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that we need to extend this too, and certainly appreciate everything that Kevin has done for us. Is there any comments from the public? Comments from the public? If not, bring it back to the board.
I move that we extend the contract of Interim General Manager Walsh under the existing terms on a month-to-month basis as necessary.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
I'm sorry. In the second?
Mary.
Yes, Mary.
Thank you. Vice President Hill?
Yes.
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh?
Yes.
Thank you. President Mann?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
It started with the flag salute. I'm sorry.
Oh, blaming me again. It's all right.
Pamela.
Thank you very much, and welcome, Kevin, for a continued stay.
Yes. And thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for offering to extend it.
What?
Did you vote?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to vote.
All right.
We have no reports. If we can pay attention over here, Ms. Assistant.
Portable action from your closed session meeting, and you're still considering the possibility of from a list of candidates.
Okay, and then the fire consolidation update.
I'm going to ask for Director Dean's assistance on this. She attended with me the fire oversight committee last Friday. I think the issue that's being worked on right now is the budget, and Chief Hubert is here. If you really want to pursue that some more, he can answer some questions too on it if you'd like. We don't have a budget for distribution yet to the Fire Oversight Committee or to the councils or this board that are involved in the consolidation, and that's kind of the critical next step. We've fairly well resolved the percentage breakdown, and there's sort of like a tentative agreement on how those percentages will be applied to the budget and what Oceano's share is in the other two cities. The two fire chiefs, Chief Hubert and Chief Heath, have been doing a wonderful job, actually a fantastic job of trying to take the three agencies' budgets, look at those, and we all budget a little bit different. It's one of those things. Everyone budgets a little bit different. Find out what items correspond to what and work towards what a consolidated budget would look like. Obviously, there's things like PERS retirement contribution in everybody's budget, and a line item for that, and when you see that, you know what it means. You take something like general station equipment or some other line item with that name, well, that might not be the name in use at the other agency, or one agency may include radios and the other doesn't. So they've had to try and unwind and dig in and sort that out, and they're working on some overtime issues now, because overtime in all departments is an issue, and they want, as part of the budgeting, we need to understand what the overtime burden will be leveled on the consolidated operation. So that's kind of one of the areas they're working on right now. And we hope to have that presented to the next Fire Oversight Committee. And Director Dean, actually has slipped my mind when that next committee meeting was. Is in May?
It's in June.
June.
Mm-hmm. And I can't
just sure. Ask one thing. You know, I know this is a really big deal, and it seems like it's been going on a really long time from the first time I went up to the library and heard the presentation after the study was done. Do we kind of have a timeline? It seems like, is there a limbo happening? It's like, I don't know what we could do to help facilitate or expedite.
Progress has been slow, admittedly, but steady, admittedly, too, in the right direction. And there are a lot of issues to work through. And don't forget, there's 15 elected officials. And by the time this is done, it's not just the 15 who may be sitting, but, you know, several others that had been on board, this board and other councils that have come and gone. And they certainly all have a valid stake in this and equal participation. So that explains some of the slowness. We do have a date for implementation, a goal that we would like to achieve, and that is July 1st, 2010. So we're within 1 year of implementation.
Okay. Thanks.
Anything else? If not, thank you. Did you have any comments? No?
General Manager summed that up well.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you, Kevin. We're going to adjourn to closed session now. Maybe we'll take a 5-minute break. And you want to adjourn us, and then we'll come back in 5 minutes. Please.
Yes, Madam President, members of the board, members of the public, there's four items on for closed session this evening. The first one, a conference with lead counsel, contractor evaluation. It's a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957B1 to evaluate the performance of district legal counsel. The second one is a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957B1 to consider the appointment or employment of a public employee, the position under consideration being that of the general manager. The third one is a closed session also pursuant to Government Code Section, it says 64, that should be 54957.6, to meet and confer with the district's designated representative to consider compensation and benefits to its represented employees. The district's designated representative is Interim General Manager Kevin Walsh, and under consideration is the Fire Department's Memorandum of Understanding. A closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9 to consider pending litigation. The case involved a Santa Clara County lead case number CV770214, Santa Barbara County Water Conservation District versus City of Santa Maria et al., commonly referred to as the Santa Maria Valley Groundwater Basin Litigation.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll take a 5-minute break, and then we will go into closed session. Back from closed session. Alex, will you please report out?
Yes, Madam President, members of the board, members of the public. With regard to item 12A, a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957B1 to evaluate the performance of district legal counsel, that matter was deferred to a future meeting. With regard to item 12B, a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957B1 to consider the appointment or employment of a public employee, the position under consideration being that of the general manager, the board took action authorizing the district's representative to initiate negotiations with a candidate for the position of general manager. With regard to item 12C, a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6 to meet and confer with the district's designated representative to consider compensation and benefits to its represented employees, the district's designated representative being the Interim General Manager Kevin Walsh, and the matter under consideration being the Fire Department MOU. The board met with its designated representative and reviewed the matter. No action was taken. And finally, with regard to item 12D, a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9 to consider pending litigation. The case involved being Santa Clara County lead case number CV770214, Santa Barbara County Water Conservation District versus City of Santa Maria et al., commonly referred to as the Santa Maria Valley Groundwater Basin Litigation. The board took action excuse me, the board instructed the general manager to bring certain matters back for action in open session at the next meeting. And in each case of an action taken, the action was taken unanimously.
Meeting.
Do I need a motion for that? No, just...
No, you need a motion to approve it.
I move that we withhold payment to the CPA.
We don't need a motion for it.
Oh, you don't?
And that, we have a second. All those in favor?
No, we were told we didn't.
We don't. Oh, God. Guys, you're driving me insane.
That's okay.
Public comment. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Before 10.